chant.
Can you raise the volume just a little bit?
Who? Eshaha. This. Yasoham. That I am. Abjapriste. On top of the lotus. Etat. This. Kutaha. Where from? Va. Either. Abjam. Lotus flower. Ananyat, otherwise, Apsu, in the water, Asti, there is, he, certainly, Adastat, from below, Iha, in this, Kinchana, anything, Etat, this, Adishtitam, situated. Yatra, wherein. Sata, automatically. No, or not. Bhavyam, must be. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma in his ignorance contemplated. Lord Brahma's ignorance. Who am I that am situated on the top of this lotus? Where from has it sprouted? There must be something downwards, and that from which this lotus has grown must be within the water. Purport. The subject matter of the speculations of Brahma in the beginning regarding the creation of the cosmic manifestation is still a subject matter for mental speculators. The most intelligent man is he who tries to find the cause of his personal existence and that of the whole cosmic creation, and thus tries to find the ultimate cause. If his attempt is properly executed with penances and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. So from the Purvi text, it is talking about the Lord Brahma's birth and his search for the absolute truth. So here, Brahma is born. Brahma is the first living entity on this universe. And considering his time, his lifespan is the billions and billions of years, right? So his intelligence is also very high. Considering we have the bird brain, we are tiny living entity. Our brain is a bird brain. Considering Brahma, and he is the first living entity creator. So, and we also know that according to our karmas, our desire, our past activities, we are acquainted with this body. So Brahma here in text number 16, he is born, he is on the lotus. Of course, lotus grows in the water. Yeah? It's the lotus stem is coming out from Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, and on top of the lotus is grown, and the lotus is Brahma, is there. And he is alone there. He doesn't say anything. So he's completely bewildered. This is the situation of Brahma, what to say of us? Tiny with a bird brain. Who is the first creator? He is the secondary creator of this Visarga, creator of this universe. So he is bewildered. And he is looking around. And what happened, he gets the... He achieved the four heads in terms of four directions. This is Lord Brahma. So in this universe, the Lord Brahma is four-headed Brahma. And there are many universes. And there are many Brahmas with only one Brahma with many heads. Right? We already know when Brahma went to the spiritual world. And he was at the doorkeeper. Doorkeeper is saying to the Lord that a Brahma has come. Lord asks, which Brahma? The four-headed Brahma. Right? So Brahma was bewildered. Why? I'm the only Brahma here. No. When he came, when he entered he saw the 10-headed Brahma, 100-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma, 10,000 Brahma, millions-headed Brahma. So Lord Brahma was, and not just Brahma, but Lord even brought the Shiva with the 1,000-headed Shivas. Yes. So Lord Brahma is bewildered by seeing all these million-headed Brahmas. Because he was thinking that I am the only Brahma. But that's the universe. It's just like we have Srimad Bhagavatam, only 18,000 verses here. In the upper planets, he says, Yamraj, the Lord is taking incarnation. If there are 8,400,000 species of life, Lord has taken the birth in all the species of life, and Yamraj has all the shloka of all the species of life. So we have this tiny brain here in the earth planet, this universe has the 18,000 verses. It's difficult to even remember the one verse. So here we are talking about the Brahma who in the 16th, he's born within the lotus. He has no vision of the world he found, so he circumvented all the space and grew into four-headed to look around. He's looking around. Now why we have to learn this creation? That's the first thing. If the Lord is all loving, then why we have to be? We get this body. Body gets old. Body gets disease. Body gets pain, and then we leave this body. Right? So why this happens? If the Lord is all loving person, why this happens to living entities? Question can be asked, which is unnatural. It's unnatural. This all things what happens in material world is not natural, because our constitutional position is we are the part and parcel of the Lord, and we acquire this body because of our desire, our karmas. And according to that, Lord has given this. So now, The mental speculators, here Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, what is their theory? What is the modern theory? There is a cell, one cell, and one cell has a no consciousness, nothing, and just all the living entities comes out like that. That is their theory. Mental speculation. But the Vedic science is showing that no, there is something higher than that, just the, not this is body and just living on the bodily concept of life, but there is something higher. And something higher is the, that there is a, if there are laws, the modern science, they bring out the, all the laws, different laws, but there is a creator of the laws. There is a law, there is a creator, someone is there who has created these laws, he has established the laws. So scientists are just trying to fight with the material nature, but they cannot do it. Because higher than material nature, there is a person who is managing this material nature. So here, in the text number 17, then what happens? Here it says that Brahma could not understand himself, the lotus or creation. The water moved in circular waves by the air of devastation. Right? And Srila Prabhupada makes a point about this creation, maintenance, and how can we understand? And we don't understand, Srila Prabhupada used to say, we don't understand. The snail, we cut the nail and it grows. Do we understand? We cut the hair and the hair grows. Do we understand how it grows? No? We cannot. So here, Lord Brahma is the first living entity. There is no spiritual master. So he had to, he's gonna, now we will see in further shlokas, that he will meditate. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport in the 18th chapter, 18th verse, he said that if his attempt is properly executed with penance and perseverance, it is sure to crown with success. That means some self-realized person who guides us. Who guides us to we can know, we can understand that how this creation is taking place, how is it maintained, and how is the destruction to take place. So we need the help of the spiritual master. Now you can reach, it says that by one personal endeavors one can go near the Lord, but one cannot reach the ultimate point without the mercy of the Lord. And without the mercy of the spiritual master. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport here. No one can know the mystery of the creation consummation simply by mental speculation. Human beings so limited in his capacity that without the help of the Supreme, he can hardly understand the mystery of the will of the Lord in terms of creation, continuation, destruction. So we need the help of the spiritual master by self-realized personality who imbibes the knowledge in the descending process. Because we cannot understand these things. And modern science is giving the wrong information to the world. Modern science. See? Because they don't believe in the Lord, the first thing. They put out all the laws, but there is a lawmaker. That's where the problem arises. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's purport are such a purport that includes all the commentaries here. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writing the same thing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying here in text number 16, what did I do here? Okay. Situated there, he turned his head around to look for the planets and at the same time glanced in all directions at the space. Because there was no one there, he obtained four heads to see four directions. Now he knows in the stem there is all material energy is there. In the stem of all the stars and galaxies, everything is going to be there. But he doesn't know. See? And then Brahma was bewildered about how to create what has previously been created in order to show the people that his power to create the universe does not belong to him, but is given to him by the Lord. So everything is given by the Lord. Lord is the ultimately the karta, is the doer. This shown in this verse, he took shelter of the lotus which arose from the water. The part, he did not know the nature of the planets or the living entities. The water had whirlpool churned up by the wind devastation. And then, of course, in this text number 18, Brahma is asking, now remember, Brahma's ignorance. I mean, Brahma is the first living entity on this universe. His lifespan is billions and millions of years. So how much his energy and intelligence must be, considering our intelligence? We are so limited. Yet Brahma, who is the first living entity, and he is in ignorance. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam tells us. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is the from where we get all this knowledge to why, how the creation. And the intelligent person, here Brahma is in ignorance because he doesn't know. Who am I? Where did I come from? How did I come on the lotus? Where is the origin of this lotus? So he's on top and he doesn't know, he's bewildered. So same way the living entity also asks the same question. Where am I coming from? Who am I? What am I doing here? Intelligent person will ask that question. And that question's answer is just like Brahma here is bewildered. So we living in it is also bewildered. But people doesn't realize that. See? So Brahma in ignorance, Brahma asks questions, who is this? Who is this on the lotus? From where did the lotus arise? There is nothing but this lotus. But certainly there must be something below it, which serves as a foundation for the lotus. This has been ascertained by me being intelligent. So this is the situation of Brahma. And that's why the Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us the answer. Same Sanatana Goswami. What Sanatana Goswami when he approached Lord Chaitanya? Right? Ke Ami, who am I? Gramme Vavare Kahe Lok, you know, I am what most learned person. The village people think I am the most, say I am the most learned person, but I don't know who am I. Please tell me. So it's the same question we ask ourselves. Lord Brahma asked, he was the first creator, first living entity on this planet. He asked this question. Okay. Then we can understand that, you know, What this everything is, my body gets old, is unnatural. We get disease, which is unnatural, and we die, which is unnatural. Why? Because unnatural, because we acquired according to our desire of consciousness. So that means there is higher than, there is a soul, and the soul has a spiritual body. That is the natural constitutional position of the living entity. When the subtle form of creation pierces through the abdomen of Garbhodaksha Vishnu, it takes the form of lotus bird. After Vishnu enters the lotus along with the modes of nature, Lord Brahma is born. From this description, we have the conception of three. It says there is a creation, there is a... After creation, there are three conceptions. One is the gross Virat form, it is lotus flower. Second is the subtle, which is the super soul, and the third is the creative force, which is Brahma. So, these modern scientists, they are bringing the people on the wrong, bringing all this population in the wrong direction. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the one giving the real, you know, answer of the questions people have. And many people, many devotees join. Hare Krishna is like that, isn't it? Inquisitive devotees, they were asking, what am I doing here? Where am I coming from? They were inquisitive. And when they heard, when they read, the, when they came across the book of Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Orissa Upanishad, with Lord Vishnu with the 400 form, then they come to, hey, this is the answer of my questions. Yeah? That's why we learn this creation, maintenance, annihilation, to come to ultimately understand the real nature of the Lord. And then we go to 10th canto, to the pastimes of the Lord. Today is also the Ramanandroy's disappearance day, and it is in the Samadhi book by Manidhi Swami. It is mentioned. It's a 2 pages, but I will just read few points here. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the Lord that no other devotee's knowledge of Radha Krishna's Madhurya Ras compares with Ramananda Roy's. Although Lord Chaitanya was half the age of 40 years old, Ramananda, when they met, the Lord said, my dear Ramananda, both you and I are madmen, and therefore we meet intimately on an equal level. Of course, outwardly he acted as a governor of Madras, but he was a poet, Sanskrit scholar, a dramatist, well-versed in ras literature, music, singing and dancing. During the 10 days of meeting in Vidyanagar, Lord Gauranga and Ramananda Roy discuss all points of Krishna consciousness. Empowered by the Lord, Ramananda answered all questions posed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya has given lengthy discourse on talk between Lord and Ramananda Roy. We all know that about the conversation between Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramananda, and Ramananda Roy. And we know, and then at the end it says that the in Jagannath Puri, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, another topmost Rasik Vaishnava, joined Raman Roy to intimately serve Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is the Lord when he was in 18 years in the Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya. Together they helped Mahaprabhu taste the loving ecstasies of Madhurya Ras. In his Gambhira Leela, Sri Chaitanya would stay up all night enwrapped in Srimati Radharani's mood of separation from Shyama Sundar. Singing his own songs and the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidas, Ramanand Roy would delight Lord Gauranga with his enchanting melodies. Krishnadas Kaviraj Ramaswamy says that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt intense pains of separation from Sri Krishna, only Ramananda Roy talks about Krishna and Swarup Damodar Singh, sweet songs kept alive. And at the end it said that Ramananda Roy's father was the Bhavananda Roy. And Lord Gauranga said to Bhavananda, "You are Pandu, and your five sons, Ramananda, Gopinath, Vaninath, Kalanidhi, Sudhanidhi, are the five Pandavas." Now, of course, sometimes he is called Arjun, Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy eternally serves Radha Gopinath as Lalita Sakhi. Some Gaudiya says he is Vishaka Sakhi. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. Okay, any questions, any comments? This is about Ramananda Roy. Yes, Maharaj.
So, Ramananda Roy, can I ask a question on the Bhagavatam content?
Yes, can you speak louder?
Sometimes in morning walks, Srila Prabhupada would appreciate it when he didn't use this expression, but essentially he was kind of goading the devotees to become the devil's advocate. He was, you know, he wanted the devotees to say, "What are the scientists saying? What are they saying?" And sometimes Prabhupada would argue with the devotees. It was like role playing. He wanted the devotees to take a position of an atheist, a scientist, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try that with you.
Try that with me.
And be the devil's advocate, as we
go
say.
Go ahead.
You were saying, and Prabhupada would say very often, that if there's laws of material nature, then they have to know who's the lawmaker.
Okay.
If there are laws, there has to be a lawmaker.
Mm-hmm.
But the materialist or the devil's advocate argument would be that there's a distinction between laws of man-made laws. Of course, you can say laws of God, but even just allowing material perspective, just man-made laws, and laws of nature. There has to be someone who made the man-made laws, some man.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the laws of nature, they're inherent in nature. In other words, you don't have to say how did the sun, who made the sunshine from the sun? No, the sunshine is inherent. It's intrinsic to the sun. So similarly, the laws of nature, it's already built in to nature.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to talk about someone making laws of nature. They're already inherent in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one devil's advocate argument.
Okay. Let's take the material laws.
What?
Material laws. Laws made by the state. Let's say law made by the state. Right? In the Western country, you drive in the left. Right? Left, right? In the Western country, you drive on the right. Right? Now, that laws are made by the state, whatever government has made these laws. Now, of course, these laws made by the, we have four defects. We have limited senses. We are liable to make mistakes. Right? So all the man-made laws are there, but that laws, man-made laws are probably sometimes there are some mistakes. And that's why they keep changing. Even the scientists who receive the awards, the one scientist says something else, another 10 or 15 other scientists come and say, he says something else. So we have a tiny brain, and we are liable to make a mistake. Our limited senses are limited, right? But the unfortunate, but the point is that the scientists who try to fight with the material nature, and the laws of material nature, they try to fight with it, they cannot do it. But they are trying to do it, that's a problem. Instead of accepting Srimad Bhagavatam, accepting the scriptures, and accepting the persons who are self-realized persons like Srila Prabhupada, well, on this planet at present, we can say, self-realized person who tells that you living in it is, you have a brain, but who has given this brain to you in the first place? Who has given this brain, first of all? So there is something, the material nature is working. Someone's above the material nature, someone is there who is controlling all this material nature. So there means something higher than me, something higher than you. So let's approach him through the person who is a self-realized soul. Approach him and ask him the questions. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was doing that. To ultimately come to the point that, look, yeah, you have received intelligence and everything is there, but ultimately there is someone higher than you. So accept that higher personality instead of being atheist. So approach that person. And that's what these shlokas in three shlokas are saying. Srila Prabhupada is making the point ultimately. They approach the self-realized soul and get the information from it. That's what is giving Srimad Bhagavatam, giving this information. And of course, if you want to know who I am, Lord Brahma, even he was bewildered. So we are bewildered in material, people are bewildered in material world. They don't realize it. Maya is so covering them over that they're just going through life, birth after birth after birth, they go on in life. Brahman, Brahmite, Kon, Bhagyavan, Jeev, Guru, Krishna, Prasade, Pai, Bhakti, Lata, Bij. In Brahman, rotating, one universe after universe. So that's what Srila Prabhupada was trying to say in the morning walk, to make understand, to realize that. I hope that clarifies.
That's pretty good. Some good point there. Just, you know, maybe to complete this little debate, I would just end by saying that I'm not completely understanding. We're not denying that there are laws of material nature as well as laws of the state. But the point that we materialists, take the role, are trying to posit is that whereas there's need of a lawmaker for the laws of the state, undoubtedly, because they are man-made, but the laws of nature, not only are they not man-made, but they're actually built into nature itself. It's not like anyone had to make these laws, just the nature of nature is that it contains these laws. So you did defeat the materialist argument, but a little bit wiggle room there.
Well, the laws, as you say, the laws built in this material nature, right? But there is a person who can change those laws also. There is a person higher who can change the laws of material nature, right? When Arjuna decided, when Abhimanyu was killed, Arjuna took a vow. Yes, right. Arjuna took a vow that next if I don't kill Jayadratha, I'm gonna put myself in fire. Well, it's not mythology. It's fact. It happened.
It's mythology if you want it to be mythology.
I'm taking the role.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about those people out there.
It's history. It happened 5,000 years ago. Battle of Kurukshetra is there. It's not Mother. Kurukshetra is there at present. You can go. And you can see the where actually battle took place. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I mean, that argument's pretty widespread, and not just in modern times or scientists. I mean, you know, the deists, you know, it's lawgiver and it's sort of embedded in the creation, and karma mamamsa, don't they kind of, I don't know exactly, but they think karma is somehow embedded in the creation. If you just do good works, you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about a personal God. So it's nothing new. You know, and Krishna facilitates that desire if, you know, there's that aspect to it. And also when Prabhupada is taught, sometimes it could be noticed when Prabhupada's on those morning walks goading his disciples, sometimes he's trying to get out what's going on in current debate, but sometimes he's also trying to get out what's going on in their heart. Without, you know, it's sort of like that classic thing, if you correct the daughter, no, you correct the daughter-in-law by correcting the daughter, you know, because you don't want to offend the daughter-in-law. So sometimes, well, what are the scientists, you know, what are they saying in order to get out what these people's doubts were, you know, of the people he's talking to? So there's a lot of ways to look at it. But Krishna will, if you don't want to see him there, he will facilitate that, depending how much piety you want to invest or not. So, you know, if you want to think the laws are embedded in material nature, hallelujah, he'll facilitate it.
Krishna will give whatever you want.
Yeah. You don't force
it. If you want to be impersonal, he'll give you the intelligence to be impersonal. If you want to be atheist, he'll give intelligence to be atheist. If you want to be a devotee, he will give the intelligence to become a devotee of the Lord, whatever you want.
There you go, Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class. For me, the most amazing example of Krishna changing material nature is the weather. I have noted, I'm kind of a weather person. I kind of like meteorology a lot. I'm fancy being a weather lady, believe it or not. But what is amazing to me...
Can you speak louder? I cannot hear.
I pay attention to the weather when there's an event happening, like, you know, like Harina Rath Yatra. And there's major storm coming to the area. And then all of a sudden, on that particular area, it just parts. So it's just amazing. Never ceases to amaze me. I've gotten that for Texas to Rhodey.
It's interesting how people talk about energy. And, of course, Srila Prabhupada makes the distinction, the material energy and the spiritual energy. But yet, then he brings in the term, the energetic. And that's what is missing in the, you know, conversation out there, you know. There's so many types of energies they name and label, but and even this, you know, intrinsic in nature are these qualities that are just automatic. But what about the energetic? It's kind of interesting how he introduced that term. Never thought of it really.
Mm-hmm.
A question I have is, if Lord Brahma manifested four heads upon looking in four directions, what are we to think about those Brahmas who had hundreds and millions of heads?
Mm-hmm.
Any connection?
It is above my world brain to think of it. Because when he born, he had only one head.
Yeah.
But then he saw in four directions, four head manifested. So what to say of the another universe is where there is a Brahma has a millions of heads. I mean, this yes. is that's the point. It's inconceivable. Infinite, we are finite, and you are talking of the infinite here, right? But infinite is so kind that infinite comes in the and comes in the finite as a Paramatma. Right? And as a Paramatma, he is willing to give us the knowledge, understanding, provided that I am going to move towards the Paramatma instead of going in another direction. And that's where the self-realized soul comes and ignites. Because all living entity has that power is there to know. You see. But the living entity does not do that. That's the problem. And that's why the Brahman, Brahmite, Kaun, Bhagyavan Ji, Guru, Krishna, Prasad, Bhakti, Matab, approach the self-realized soul and get this. Understand? If you really want to know who you are, not on the bodily concept, I'm Indian, I'm Chinese, I'm Japanese, so on and so forth. That's the bodily concept of life. But really you want to know who you are, then approach. That's why Krishna consciousness is a science. It's not some kind of religion. It's a science. Science of the soul. Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah, I've been, maybe you might consider this Maya or something, but there's one gentleman, and he's still alive, I just found out. His name is Wolfgang Smith. And he must have read Prabhupada's books because he goes very, very deeply into Vedic matters and even Vaishnava Vedic matter. And he makes a lot of points. He must have taken it from Prabhupada's books. But he's what's called a polymath. This is someone who's very, very expert. He's a scientist. He's a theologian. He happens to be a Catholic, but I don't have to say but. He's philosophical enough. He goes very... So just one point that keeps coming out is that there has to be a metaphysical. No one's going to understand what's going on in the world, even in quantum mechanics. They're kind of forced. Necessity is the mother of invention. They're kind of forced to consider a higher reality to be able to understand that strange world of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. A much simpler question is, Mataji was mentioning, what about those Lord Brahmas that have millions of heads? Could there be millions of directions? Can we speculate like that?
Well, well, Maharaj, I think you'll have to go and find out. When you go there, you will find out. Because I don't want to speculate it. I don't want to speculate.
I'll let you know once I get there.
You see, I mean, things are which are. And besides, the point is that even though the philosophers and this, you know, in religion and all these philosophers, and they have PhD and all that. Ultimately, they will have to come at the lotus feet of the devotee of the Lord who is self-realized soul. Ultimately, if you really want to know, even he might be a philosopher, might be a PhD, whatever, but he really want to know the Lord, then he will have to approach a self-realized soul in humble mood, then he will realize it. Then he will really get the real knowledge and real direction. He will get the real direction to how to do it. But they avoid it because ultimately surrendering.
He recognizes authority, like for instance Jesus Christ, and he submits himself.
I see.
Several contexts at the same time, and he does a pretty good job.
But the point is, ultimately the point is that that's where the association comes. Association with the devotees. Because we can be also in ISKCON, we can learn Srila Prabhupada books, everything, but we are not in association with devotees. Possibly it is that we will go astray, we will go out of the pathway, and we will also gain, and Krishna will give that knowledge.
I'm going to try to reach out to him.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Person like me to reach out to him.
I'll try my best. He's still alive. He's still on the planet.
Yes. Yes.
You've heard of
him? It's right here. It's interesting, huh?
He's 95?
93.
Is he coming? What?
94.
All right. Well, I better move quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, this Prabhu has a question or comments. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the nice class, Prabhu. As you were mentioning in your class that Krishna consciousness is a science, mm-hmm. not religion.
Mm-hmm.
Often I heard from the devotees, they were telling me that actually Krishna consciousness is the genuine religion, because it teaches the conditioned soul mm-hmm. how to love God, you know, mm-hmm. not a kind of belief.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make a little bit more clarification about this point?
Yes. First of all, what is the religion? You talking about the Sanatan eternal. Eternal relationship with the Lord. Just like the sugar's characteristic is the sweetness. Water's characteristic is liquid. You see. So we as a spirit soul, we are spirit soul, I'm a spirit soul, and I have relationship with the Lord. So to build up that relationship, I'm passing through sambandha abhideya prayojana. That's what Lord Chaitanya taught us, right? Sambandha is the I have to find the relationship. What is my relationship with the Lord? Who am I? I have some relationship. But to find that relationship, I have to say abhideya. This practice, devotional service. And we practice devotion. That is some they call religion. The real religion means the eternal relationship with the Lord. The soul's relationship with the Lord. That's Sanatana Dharma. And then, of course, we come to prayojana, which is the loving relationship with the Lord. We establish that. But the whole point is why he's saying the science is because it's on the not bodily concept of life. All these other religions are, you know, in the Western countries is the Christianity, in the Eastern countries, the Hinduism. That's just the man-made. Real is the Sanatana, eternal. Right? And that's why everybody is accepting that. How can you Western people, you all are from the Christian background, would we accept? Mataji join to Srila Prabhupada because of the Hindu religion? I'm asking you. No. Not because of Hindu. Srila Prabhupada didn't say, I come here to make you Hindus. He didn't say that. He said that I'm giving here the science, knowledge, science of Krishna consciousness. Science of the soul. And that's why everybody accepted. Yeah, there is something higher than this is bodily, eating, sleeping, mating, depending, old age, birth, old age, disease. There is something higher than that. Is that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, the word religion means to bind back.
What?
To bind back.
Bind.
To bind back to God. Yoga means to reconnect, to connect. So with this the science of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, no scripture offers the details of these processes, what to speak of the ultimate goal, the Prayojana. You know, what image do they have of God, of the ultimate goal of religion? You see? So the science is there in the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. But remember, the word religion means to bind back to God. And this is the most effective and thorough process. A science offering to everyone across the board. In every country, every nationality, every religion. They can become better at their connection with God in their context, in their tradition, by the science that is offered in the Vedas.
And of course, when we connect, then we change. We change. Our character is changed. Our behavior is changed. Oh, our lifestyle is changed. And that's what is real culture. That's why Krishna consciousness is also culture. This is the culture. This is a real culture. That's why you preach. That's why you preach Krishna consciousness. Share Krishna consciousness in different way, different, you know. Well, people are interested in culture. Hey, here is a real culture we are talking about. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.